Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time to get on or get off and play some bandwagon. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier on in the show, and that is the NBA doing everything they can to ruin everything they can. They have taken off, you know, years ago they took off all like the NBA finals that in the fancy lettering that used to go on the court.
Yeah.
And there's basically like no sizzle to the broadcast. There's nothing new about the court. It's just the same as like rando game in January.
Are you telling me like for years now the NBA finals logos that used to be on the court like have not been on the court?
That's what I'm telling you.
It's like for years it's been that.
Yeah, for like the past what, five maybe.
Huge NBA fan Sean Bajani
just
recognizing.
Well, all right, I just started paying attention to the NBA again this year.
So in game one of the finals, the Larry O'Brien Trophy logo was not on the floor. So fans went nuts. Why is it not on the floor? Why is the finals logo not? Why is there nothing finals related on the floor? This is stupid. So they came up with this idea. So the NBA said, hey, you know what? Let's put a digital logo on the floor. So they put a digital overlay on the court. So just like, you know, towards the court, they just put these digital logos there. But they're not actually on the court. They're only on the camera.
They don't even look real.
No. So what happened is somebody was like, in the pregame, they're like waving a flag.
Yeah.
And it went like where the camera's view is. So it should have obstructed the view of the logo if we're on the floor.
Right.
Instead, the logo just went right on top of the flag because it's superimposed and everything. And it looked absolutely freaking stupid. See how it used to have NBA Finals, NBA Finals.
The 92 one, that's the one that I recall. Like, that's the most identifiable, I would say.
And the early to mid-90s ones all kind of looked like that. So they put this stupid superimposition on it, and it just looked moronic. And it seems like for the last few years, the NBA has been doing everything they can to, like, sabotage himself. And you remember when Adam Silver first got the job? He was probably, like, the most forward-thinking, most progressive commissioner
in
sports. So, Adam Silver was killed in 2020, and he's now a clone who hates himself and hates basketball. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. I'm on the bandwagon. You know, the conspiracy theorist in me thinks that it could very well be a possibility.
Like Empire.
UFOs, are they real or are these government projects like that are spewing disinformation to us to believe, make us believe that there are really UFOs out there, but it's really the government spying on us and doing all of these things? These are the questions. These are the things that I don't know. They could be capable of doing such things. Maybe the government, some oversight committee out there has petitioned the government to say, hey, we need to get this Adam Silver clone fella rocking and rolling here because this is just getting too out of hand for us. Okay, we need control. It could happen. That's just kind of where I'm at. I don't trust anything anymore. The government's spying on us. There's no UFOs. I don't know what to believe anymore. Adam Silver is an alien. That's where I'm at.
I'm on the bandwagon. and that whole Larry O'Brien trophy, the whole sticker, it got discontinued in 2014, and it was because Adam Silver believed it was like slippery and like players and all that stuff. 2014. So, yes, yeah.
2014?
Yeah, that's the last time we saw it.
Stop it right now.
I just Googled it, according to Google.
Now, the rest of the paint on the floor is perfectly fine, but that particular paint, oh my God!
No, but like the thing that really bothers me is that the NBA, I mean, look at the NBA in-season cup. Look at the whole court painted. The whole court painted. You have the big trophy in the middle of the court. But yet, when it comes to the NBA Finals, you don't have anything. All you want to promote is your little YouTube, which is expensive as hell. And let's be honest, nobody's buying it. Another thing.
Amen.
You're not doing anything to promote the game, the pregame. You don't show the national anthem. You don't show the player intros. You don't show anything to hype the fans up anymore. The NBA all cares about is the money, how they can monetize, you know, with ads and all this stuff. The NBA doesn't care about the fans, really.
Jerseys now.
Yeah, it's just like, show us the pregame intro. Show us, you know, get us hyped before the game. Because these games are important. I mean, it's the NBA damn finals. What are we doing here?
No, they they give you Stephen A. Smith arguing with somebody pregame. And
so this is
basketball.
NBA, honestly, just going down. I mean, at least what I've seen. It's just going down. The play's still good, you know, all that. But just like the way that they promote the game, it's not good anymore. Eh. It's not as good as it used to be.
I think the play's suffering, too.
The real question is, was Adam Silver killed and cloned by the same people who killed and cloned Joe Biden?
Yes.
Possibly.
Because, you know, clearly when they cloned Joe Biden, there was a degradation in quality. And it seems like with Adam Silver, there was a degradation in quality. So,
did you see the video the other day where somebody's like, look at tall Joe Biden and then look at short Joe Biden, like, and he's standing next to his wife. It's like, how the hell does this guy have that long of legs here? And then his wife's wearing heels in this picture and he's towering over. And then over here in this picture, she's wearing heels, but Joe Biden is clearly shorter. There's got to be a clone going on. I saw one of those videos. If you saw the same one, yeah, I have questions.
We might have a full bandwagon there.
It's full.
All right, number two. Ump show. Nico Hoerner of the Cubs got ejected because he said something to the umpire.
Okay.
What he said to the umpire was
potty words.
You're having a really bad day so far.
That's it.
That's it.
Do we have confirmation on this?
We do. In fact, here is the audio of Nico Hoerner talking about this.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's really that often you can verbatim say to the press afterwards, like, what got you thrown out? So I said, you're having a really bad day. Because you had a bad day.
Now, there is actually video of the confrontation where...
Can you lip read?
Well, you can hear it, but it's not loud enough to play on the radio.
Okay.
Where he says, you're having a really bad day so far. And the ump just runs up and he says, I said you're having a bad day. Like, you can't run me for that. I said you're having a bad day. His manager comes running out. What the hell are you doing? And he gets run too.
No way. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I need to see video of this. This happened today?
He actually got ejected today. No, again. The Cubs manager got ejected today again. So, yeah.
Council got thrown out again?
Yes, again.
Oh, was it same series, same umpire?
Well, it'd be a different home plate umpire.
Yeah.
But
it's same crew if it's the same series.
I'm not sure. But.
And this all had to do with the fact the umpire had missed multiple strike calls.
Yeah.
Where he was calling pitches 4 or 5 inches above the zone, strikes.
Oh, wow. It's like, so being an egregious. Like, yeah. He's being an ass he's doing.
And like this is like one of like the umpire scorecards. Like, this is one of the worst scorecards of the year. This guy's calling a bunch of pitches way above the zone, strikes in critical situations.
Yeah. This guy just don't care.
And he goes, you're having a really bad day. He's like, you're out. And that's all that happened. Automated strike zone cannot get here fast enough for you on or off the bandwagon.
I'm on the bandwagon. I don't understand the holdup, to be honest with you. Like, if they can, you know, communicate like pitches between catcher and pitcher, why can't they communicate balls and strikes between like a computer and the umpire? The umpire should be wearing an earpiece just like the catcher and the pitcher, you know, have earpieces and stuff like that. And I don't understand it. What's the holdup? The technology's there. It's existed. Use it. There's no, and the umpires are going to get paid the same. They're still going to get to stand there and make their strike calls and their ball calls and get mad at people and talk crap. But there's just going to be less things to talk crap about. I'm on the bandwagon.
Yeah, me too. I mean, didn't they already try this in the minors, and a lot of players said it's like very successful? I mean, like, what are we waiting for?
Dude, I was part of this.
You were?
Yes, because back in the day when I was working with the Skeeters, the Atlantic League had an agreement with baseball where they were testing out the TrackMan strike zone. I've seen this work in real time. It's tremendous. Every time a player has an issue with the strike, the umpire just points to his ears and goes, automatic call. Hey, what's he going to do then? There's no argument. The radar said strike. Sorry, pal.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Take it up with the IT guy.
Now there's no more arguing. There's no more charging at the umpire. There's no more bickering from the bench. There's no more comments after every strike that you don't like. This is the strike zone. The umpire just tells you what the computer said. And the game moves faster because there's no bitching.
Yeah. I mean,
Rob Manfred says automated strike zone could be here next year.
Oh, that came out over the weekend. Could be here
next year. Cannot get here fast. I swear, because there's been more talk about automated umpire being in the league this year than ever before. Umpires are like deliberately doing the worst jobs they've ever had in their lives behind the plate.
Whose call is this? Is it Manfred's alone? Or does there have to be an agreement between Major League Baseball Players Association and Umpire Association? Like, do all sides have to agree to this?
It seems like Manfred can push it.
Okay.
Because all the reporting is always about, is baseball going to implement? So it seems like Rob Manfred has the ability to put this in place.
I mean, the players would certainly be in favor of it. I would imagine.
I think that they would be because the umpires are ass.
Yeah.
Ass.
Would this make Manfred like celebrated?
Likeable again?
It'd make us not hate him forever. No, I'd still hate him because he's still a douche.
Everything else that's happened.
Oh,
though,
he's got such a punchable face.
Pitch clock, bigger bases.
I don't problem with bigger bases. I got a problem with the pitch clock because guys are getting hurt faster than ever. And their whole that's way the of addressing one. It is, no, they're not. Yeah, but the numbers say, oh, no, they don't say that. Have you looked into? No, we haven't done any
their
kind of
study.
Research on
their study that they did at the end of last season basically made it sound like, well, these guys are getting hurt because they're doing things on their own and they're training in the off season.
Like they didn't do that in 2021.
They're not doing enough. Or
because
doing
players
too
are
much.
Throwing harder. That's what
yeah, they didn't
saying.
Do that in 2021 either.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know that it would make him celebrated or like maybe more likable, but you know, recency bias is a thing. I know we'd appreciate at least that aspect of it.
Yeah. That sounds like a full bandwagon. And we're out of time.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.